Proclamation number 8074, dated the January 7th, 1962. Are you living in truth? The will to attain truth also guarantees its receipt. However, such genuine will is rarely to be found. People unreservedly accept whatever is presented to them as truth and accordingly adjust their outlook, i.e., depending on the information conveyed to them, they either live within light or within darkness. For only light can grant pure truth, whereas error will always darken the spirit. This concerns spiritual knowledge and not earthly information which can be substantiated by evidence but which has no influence on the inner life of a human being who is given his earthly existence for the purpose of attaining full maturity of soul. Aspire only to pure truth and you'll receive it with absolute certainty. Yet what you are presently offered as truth, who gives you the guarantee that it can lay claim to be the truth? Time and again you should ask yourselves this question. You should know that many schools of thought advocate their spiritual knowledge as truth, that all teach something different, but that there can only be one truth. Thus you should not unreservedly believe either one or the other, but always turn to the highest authority, to the eternal truth himself. You should turn to the one who is in charge of everything, who has created everything, who is supremely perfect, who knows all and who is love himself, who therefore also wants to give light to you, his living creations, because he loves you, who truly did not create the beings in spiritual darkness but did not prevent them from striving towards the darkness of their own accord by following the prince of darkness, Lucifer, into his realm. But he who gave you life does not want you to remain in darkness. He wants to give you light which you can accept from his end at all times. He is always willing to illuminate your thinking and provide you with clear insight regarding all questions you might have, regarding the reason and purpose of your existence. And if you are taught by the eternal truth itself, it cannot impart anything but the purest truth to you, and then you will also be able to believe with conviction. You will know that you live in truth. You can be absolutely certain that the truth will be granted to you providing you earnestly desire it. This is the first requirement, for if a person acknowledges God as the eternal truth, he will also approach him directly and appeal to him for providing him with the truth. Thus he consciously opens himself to the ray of light, he establishes the bond which is the purpose and goal of earthly life, which once was voluntarily interrupted and thus resulted in the being's fall into the abyss, into darkness. The fact that the human being consciously opens himself to be illuminated by God's love also means that his lightless state changes into a state of light, and then the human being will receive the kind of knowledge which hitherto had been concealed from him. You humans can be assured that this process is possible and does happen. You may also believe that everyone is able to experience it, but not everyone can meet the necessary requirements which, however, only limits the direct receipt of truth and not the indirect supply of pure truth. For truly, everyone who desires the truth will receive it. Yet everyone can also shape himself such that he can receive the pure truth directly by merely living a life of unselfish love, whereby he awakens the spirit within himself which, being part of God, lies dormant in every person and also knows everything and thus can teach a person from within. Take the path to the higher authority. Don't be satisfied with what people offer you, even if they likewise believe it to represent the truth. There would not be so much darkness on earth if the truth had established itself amongst people. But it is obvious that dense darkness prevails, or earth would be in a state of harmony and peace, when in fact the opposite is the case. Amen.